service department. I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at Moore Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's small dealership. We're family here. I mean, we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline. You will get more at Moore Shoreline.
On the third and three, Hatchets with a snap have a mix-up in the backfield with Vince Blackstock running into Clancy, and the Lakers meet him back there with a big loss of yardage. Ryder and Warren in on the tackle for the Lakers with the loss of about 3 yards.
And we are
fourth down
to the end of this first quarter.
Well, end of the first quarter here at Bad Axe Field, and the sun starts to set here, and what a game we have got.
As we said, we are looking at a defensive battle. Besides that one run so far, we are looking at nothing going, a defensive battle so far.
And both teams got good defensive backs and good receivers.
Absolutely.
We're going to see. You know what, right now there's some game strategy going on.
Yes.
Time to mix it up a little
Absolutely.
Bit, coaches. As we get ready here for the second quarter here with Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW, we'll go hear from our sponsors and be back after these.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6, starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450, and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Back to Claude Marsh Stadium. Blackstock back to pass. Complete to number 25, Cody Tulaski, for a touchdown for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Big pass there through the
Blackstock
air.
Blackstock dropped back, and he let that ball go. Perfect pass to Tulaski. That was right in stride. Perfect pass for the six.
25 yards through the air to Tulaski. Now we'll go for the point after for the Hatchets. As we start the second quarter, the Hatchets first to score. Six on the board, and we'll go for the point after.
Direct snap, and we got Clancy, I do believe. Waltz is in for the 2-point.
Clancy is in. With 11:54, just into the second quarter, the Bad Axe Hatchets 8, the Lakers 0. Well, what did we just say before we went into the break, huh?
They're
going to mix it up a little bit, ready for something in the game plan. They pounded it out for an entire quarter. Went to the air. Lakers went to the air a little bit, and Bad Axe, the first pass coming at it.
I tell you, I bet you the Lakers were betting on a run there, and their DBs, unfortunately, got burned.
Yep, to start the quarter, it sure looked
like it. Had about a 4 or 5 yard separation on that cornerback, and there was no chance.
But the ball perfectly thrown by Clancy.
Pass.
The spiral, 25 yards in stride into the end zone. You couldn't ask for it any better.
Absolutely.
So we'll get ready to kick it off here. The Hatchets will be kicking off to the Lakers. Hatchets now to the left of your radio in the blue and gold with the green and white. The white away jerseys and pants for the Lakers with green helmets on your right.
We have two D back. Looks like we have Garrett Bowles and
12-8. Garrett Bowles and Jax McCabe.
Back 40 Lakers here.
Number 15, Mike Gordon kicking off for the Hatchets. Maddox kicking off.
Yeah,
Gordon from the 40.
Returnable ball to McCabe.
Left side, taken at about the 15-yard line.
40. Down about the 44-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Lakers, right around the 38. as now can the Lakers answer with some big yards, and they're going to need it. It's time.
Yeah, they're going to – you can see the momentum is swinging towards Baddocks right now. Lakers, they need a big play right now to get something going.
I just didn't see the Hatchets making it too big. They're running it up in the middle against the Lakers. When they use that speed with Clancy and the other receivers outside, they really match it up.
Absolutely.
Lakers take the snap, flag on the play.
We had ball with Garrett Bowles on that play, but there was a flag.
Bowles the ball carrier, 27. Jack Fisher in on the tackle, along with number 35, Mike Messing for the Hatchets. And we'll see what the call is. The official's ready to make the call here. The ball's currently at about the 41-yard line.
Legal formation on White. 5-yard penalty, we played it down.
So that's call against the Lakers, a legal formation. 11:40 to go here in the second quarter at Bad Axe Field. With the 5-yard penalty, that'll bring up a second down again for Lakers. And about 13 to go.
And those penalties are drive stallers right there. Those, neither team can afford to have those type of penalties tonight.
Well, you see what it did to the Detroit Lions last Sunday, unfortunately, with the big lead.
Those plays cannot
blown in
happen.
The fourth quarter. Don't do the same thing.
Absolutely. We have to think now we're looking about very far behind the chains. We're looking at maybe a pass now from Sears. We might have to get something, get a big chunk play right here, right now.
Time to roll it out. And Sears can roll out and throw.
He can
throw
absolutely.
Just as well from the stationary as rolling out. So we're going to have a first down, I believe it should be second down and 14 with a 5-yard penalty. Unless we're repeating the first down. Here we go. Lakers.
Yeah,
so
tight formation again.
First and 14. Quick handoff on the left side.
We have Dubes there. We have
number 18 for Bowles. Lakers. Bowles with the carry. Tackled by number 71, Cody Bailey.
And this Bad Axe defense is stepping up huge right now. The Lakers, they have nowhere to go. That up the middle of that with that defensive line, they are stacking
they
up.
They are Bad Axe is stout up against the line. And you know what? It doesn't look like they're really big players, but
right,
they
are covering their
big
holes.
Big Laker boys. So that'll bring up a second down, second and about 16 to go for the Lakers with the ball on the Laker, about 34-yard line. Lakers up to the ball. You know what? I did notice something here, Stephen. Kind of walking slow up to the ball. Not usual for Lakers.
Right.
Snappy.
Oh, and we have a Sears
rolling
out. Sears
is rolling out
trouble,
left side.
And we have out of bounds.
Hatchets all over the place. Taken up by number 67, yes. Luke Shembers of the Hatchets.
Sears tried getting out of the way, but there is just nowhere to go anywhere for these Lakers right now.
We talked about rolling out for a pass. Well, he rolled out for a pass.
There's still nothing there.
But there was no blocking by the Laker line.
Right.
Maybe that was just a bad screen pass.
They got to work on their assignments first before they can roll out. And Sears is running for his life right there.
Well, we're looking for some energy. Let's see when they go back to the line again. These guys are walking up pretty slow to the line. Not usual for a Laker team that's really quite
snappy.
The momentum right now, absolutely, with the Bad Axe Hatchets.
The third and 13, it looks like here.
Lakers to the line. Weston Bowles, 67, the center for the Lakers.
Sears rolling out again.
16.
Step up to number 23.
Sears complete to 23. Zach Kretschmer breaks a tackle and the first down.
That is a play Lakers needed desperately right there.
Tackled by Clancy and really close to the first down. We're going to see where they mark it, and it is a Laker first down.
And they give it to him, Laker first down.
First and 10 for the Lakers, still in Laker territory on the 49-yard line with 10-11 to go here in the second quarter at Bad Axe.
And that is right there. That is perfect for what Sears can do. Sears can make plays with his legs, and he is great with throwing that ball on the run, as we just saw right there.
Just got to get it across the line to any of those backs or receivers. Correct. All of them are very good at breaking tackles.
Absolutely.
So here we go, first and 10 for Lakers on the 49-yard line.